This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus global death toll has surpassed 10,000 and affected more than 240,000 people worldwide. More than 10,000 new cases were reported in Europe Friday. Italy reported 427 new deaths, more than any other country, raising its death toll to over 3,400, surpassing China in nationwide fatalities. In the U.S., Senate Republicans have produced an emergency plan to cope with an American economy deeply affected by the coronavirus pandemic. AP Sagar Magani reports on a huge spending proposal.
Everybody seems to want to go big.
And they are. The package will likely exceed $1 trillion, the biggest legislative effort in a dozen years, aimed at helping American households, businesses, and the healthcare industry. The GOP-led Senate's version includes $1,200 direct payments to taxpayers, though some Republicans say the money would be better spent keeping workers on payrolls. Democrats say the GOP pitch is not pro-worker, but rather puts corporations in front. Top White House officials will start negotiating with both sides today as the federal government takes increasingly dramatic steps to fight a virus that has now killed 10,000 people worldwide, though the vast majority who get it recover. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is ordering all non-essential workers in his state to stay home. Cuomo says those who do not comply will be penalized.
Only essential businesses will be functioning. People can work at home, God bless you, but only essential businesses can have workers commuting to the job or on the job.
For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of California,